Thank you for joining me today, and you've chosen a good day to tune in, because today I begin a new series that will give us another in-depth look into who God is. We're going to learn a lot more about God as we study the genealogy of Jesus. In the New Testament, there are two genealogies I want us to look at today, and I'll come to those in a moment, but first, let me make sure you know what I mean by a genealogy. Simply stated, a genealogy is the lineage of a person. Here's a practical example. If I want to know my genealogy, then I sit down and on a piece of paper I put myself at the bottom of the page and I draw a line up to my parents. On one side is my father, and on the other side is my mother. From there I draw lines up to their parents, my grandparents, and again lines from there to my great-grandparents, and so on and so forth until eventually, with enough research, I draw lines back several generations. This tells me where I come from. This is my lineage. This shows me from whom I have descended. And you can do the same with your family, and then we can show them to one another and marvel at how back our families go. We might even find that we are somehow related to one another. Maybe you have researched and written your own genealogy. My understanding is that there are many kinds of software on the market today that will allow you to do this right there at home on your computer. I've never done this for myself, but I have friends who are borderline obsessed with this. They're constantly on the lookout for more information about the family members who have preceded them so that they can keep drawing lines on their genealogy. And not just so they get the names of their forefathers and foremothers, but also so they can find out about their lives, what they were like, how they behaved, something about the times in which they lived, and much more. Maybe you have done this, maybe not. Maybe this fascinates you, maybe not. But when we come to the Bible, we find several of these genealogies. And here's what typically happens. We're reading along in the scripture, and everything is going along smoothly, making good sense. And then, thud, God drops in a genealogy. We scan ahead and see this is a long list of names that A, we can barely pronounce, and B, strike us as meaningless. And so what do? We tend to ignore the genealogy and skip ahead back into the narrative a few verses ahead. Let's be honest, we have done this. But that's a mistake. All of the genealogies in the Bible are important. Every word of the Bible is important. And so if God has seen fit to include these long lists of names in both the Old and New Testaments, then he must have a good reason for doing so. Oh, yes, he does. And what we are going to do together as Christmas approaches is to look into the Jesus genealogy and learn more about a couple of important people in the lineage of Jesus as a human being. This year, we will only have time to focus on Joseph, the earthly father of Jesus, and Mary, the earthly mother of Jesus. But in future years, I anticipate bringing us right back here, around this time of the year, to all of the other names listed in the Jesus genealogies, plural. There are two. One is Matthew 1 and the other is in Luke 3. Yes, we find the Jesus genealogies, plural, in Matthew chapter 1 and Luke chapter 3. And what I want to do now is to read portions of each one of these and say a little about each one as we begin this new series together. So if you have your Bible handy, please open it to the first book of the New Testament, Matthew chapter 1. As you turn there, I'll tell you that in the weeks ahead, I'll focus specifically on Joseph and Mary, and I'll tell you up front that I will give more time to Mary. So plan to be with me here daily on God Is. I believe you'll find this to be a fascinating and valuable study. And if along the way you have comments or questions, write to me with those. The email address is mark@markaswallow.com. That's mark@markaswallow.com. And the mailing address is God Is, P.O. Box 802, Winchester, Massachusetts, 01890. Winchester is spelled W-I-N-C-H-E-S-T-E-R. The New Testament opens with this. I'm reading from the book of Matthew chapter 1 and verse 1. The record of the genealogy of Jesus the Messiah, the son of David, the son of Abraham. And when we turn over in our Bibles to the book of Luke, and we come down to chapter 3, we find the second genealogy of Jesus. So let me read that to you. This is Luke chapter 3 and verse 23. When he began his ministry, Jesus himself was about 30 years of age, being, as was supposed, the son of Joseph, the son of Eli. And the list of Jesus' ancestors continues from there, all the way down to verse 38, when the genealogy ends, the son of Enosh, the son of Seth, the son of Adam, the son of God. That is Luke chapter 3 and verse 38. Let me make three observations about the Jesus genealogies in Matthew 1 and Luke 3. First, Matthew's genealogy is written in forward motion, starting with Abraham and moving all the way down to Jesus. If you think about having a blank piece of paper in front of you and drawing this genealogy, you would write at the very top of your paper, Abraham. And at the bottom of your page, you have the name Jesus. But Luke's genealogy is written the opposite way around. Luke moves backwards. He starts with Jesus and ends with Adam. So to draw Luke's genealogy of Jesus on the blank piece of paper in front of you, start with Jesus at the top and work your way down to the first man, Adam. Jesus is at the top and Adam is at the bottom. Both genealogies focus on Jesus but move in opposite directions through history and through the ancestors. Second, I have observed that Matthew's genealogy is from the perspective of the earthly father of Jesus, Joseph. But Luke's genealogy is from the perspective of the earthly mother of Jesus, Mary, although Luke never uses Mary's name directly. I have three observations of these two genealogies of Jesus, and here's my third. Matthew's genealogy is the royal or the legal genealogy, whereas Luke's is the physical genealogy, which is more like the genealogies that we chart today. For Matthew, Jesus is royalty. He is King Jesus. In fact, he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You heard it when I read Matthew chapter 1 and verse 1 earlier. The record of the genealogy of Jesus, the Messiah, the son of David. Ah, who was David? He was the king of Israel. He represents the royal bloodline of King Jesus. But of course, King Jesus far outranks King David. There never has been a higher or greater king than Jesus because Jesus is God's son in human form. Jesus is the heavenly king come to earth to be worshipped. David was simply a man, and a flawed, sinful man at that. But Jesus is the God-man with no flaws and no sin. There never has been and there never will be a king like King Jesus. And when you read Matthew's gospel, you will see that he continually affirms the kingship of the Lord Jesus Christ. But Luke's genealogy deals with Jesus' physical descent, who Jesus is as a person, as a man, and the descendant of men. And we will come to the significance of Jesus' physical descent when I talk about who Mary, the earthly mother of Jesus, is. So for now, hold this in your mind, and this will make more sense to you if you'll stick with me and tune in when I talk about Mary. You will not want to miss our discussion on Mary, the earthly mother of Jesus. Let me see if I can summarize these three observations on the genealogies of Jesus in Matthew and Luke for you. First, Matthew starts with Abraham and ends with Jesus, whereas Luke starts with Jesus and ends with Adam. Second, Matthew's genealogy is from the perspective of the earthly father of Jesus, Joseph, but Luke's genealogy is from the perspective of the earthly mother of Jesus, Mary. And third, Matthew's genealogy deals with Jesus' royal lineage, and Luke's genealogy deals with Jesus' human lineage or his physical lineage. I'd like to encourage you today to get out your Bible when you can and just to read down through both genealogies. They are not long. Matthew chapter 1, verses 1 through 17, and Luke chapter 3, verses 23 through 28. If you have read other portions of the Scripture and are familiar with the Bible, then along the way you'll recognize many names from the Old Testament. Circle the ones that stand out to you. Trust me, this will be a very profitable way for you to and your day. Please take time every day to read the Word of God. You need it more than your physical body needs food and water. Get some spiritual nourishment today. And here once again are those passages for those of you taking notes. Matthew chapter 1, verses 1 through 17, and Luke chapter 3, verses 23 through 38. These are the genealogies of Jesus. You will notice that I have repeatedly spoken of Jesus' earthly father and mother. I've emphasized earthly, and the reason I have done this is because I believe that Jesus has a heavenly father who is God. Joseph and Mary are merely servants of God who steward baby and boy Jesus for a season during Christ's human ministry on earth. The Bible is repeatedly clear that Jesus is God's son. And so let me make sure I get the following references on your radar. I've got four, and you can write to me and get these. Romans 15:6, 2 Corinthians 1:3, Ephesians 1:3, and 1 Peter 1:3 all use the same phrase, and that is this: the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. The apostles Paul and Peter, who wrote these books of the Bible, agreed, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, that God is the Father of Jesus Christ. Romans 15:6, 2 Corinthians 1:3, Ephesians 1:3, and 1 Peter 1:3, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And most of those are in chapter 1 and verse 3. Romans 15:6, 2 Corinthians 1:3, Ephesians 1:3, and 1 Peter 1:3. And when you come back tomorrow, I'll pick up right here. I want to say more about God being the heavenly Father of Jesus, and then we will pivot and begin our discussion about Joseph, the earthly father of Jesus. So grab a friend and have them join you as we continue to learn who God is.